Oh, well, I tell you, my PMs in America were, relatives in America were very good. And we had a shop and we were never short. You know, we had to ration the books, you know.
Oh, great.
We were never short because we had a shop. But the time in America, we were very badly off, and they would send us on white flour and candles and matches and reels of trade. And we had to stop them from doing it because we weren't short at all. We had a shop. Mm-hmm. But they would send them on from America to us. Things were very scarce that time. You'd be exchanging sugar for jam and jam for sugar and so on, you know, no. And the butter was all margarine. You only allowed two ounces of butter and a 1/2 ounce of tea in the week. 1/2 ounce of tea. They'd be drying the tea leaves and they'd be giving cocoa and this and that and that and this. But one thing, excuse me, that we missed was the fuel. Well, the wet turf.
Paraffin.
The wet turf, you couldn't boil an egg. Because if you go beside the turf to boil an egg, the fire would go out. But all you could do was only have cheese and cheese and cheese. You couldn't cook, we had only a glimmer of gas, and you'd have to make your meals while the gas was on. After a certain time, the gas was cut out.
Oh, the main line gas?
Yes, and we had nothing to cook on then. Mm-hmm. Only, if a man came in late, then you could do nothing on the fire but the wet turf.
I remember I was told at home that the army were brought out to cut turf.
That's right.
Out to Inchivore.
That's right, yeah. Yes, that's right. But the turf, some turf was good, but some was like grass. It was very wet and very soggy. You know, no, I'd not be ever fixing the country, but we used to call up, and when they dug up Patrick Street in, there were you know, Patrick was all timber blocks, long ago, years ago. It was all, as you know, it was all concrete now. But at that time, Patrick was all timber blocks, big timber blocks, about a foot long, 6 inches high.
Packed up against each other.
They were all the floor, that was the ground.
Like a bridge.
A whole of Passer Street.
Yeah.
And the South Mill was all the ground was all timber blocks. Timber blocks that time. And when they dug up Passer Street, going back during that time now, everybody used to be going down for the blocks. Because they'd light like a candle. They were full of tar. They'd light like a candle. They used to keep great heat in the house. Mm-hmm. You get them free. They remember digging them up off of the road because they were going to do the whole town, the whole road, and they got concrete.
When was this? During the emergency?
Yes, after that. It could be after that, maybe before that, around that time anyway.
Yeah.
They took up all passes. It was all timber blocks. They were grand for kindling, grand for a fire.
Yeah.
There would be people who go down, draw them up in box cars and everything. All box cars.
Did you go down yourselves?
No, I didn't. No, we didn't. We went too badly off.
Yeah, fair enough.
We went too badly off. We had to shop and we used to always get an old bit of a tin castles. And you used to have little egg briquettes about that size. They were like eggs. You buy them that size. They were about that size, egg briquettes. And you get the blocks. They always keep them four of them, plenty timber blocks with them. But we had very little coal. Very little coal during the war. That's the only thing that hurts us now most was the heat.
What about tea?
Oh, there was not a black market going on with the tea, you know, long ago. People take money off and they get a pound of tea and there's all double shuffling and they're running off with the money, you wouldn't get it. And they'd cover the tea chest with a bit of tea and we all sad stand on these. Not a lot of hobbling going on during that time. People there were greater over cock that time over that double shuffling they were doing. They were greater over cock, they never came back to cock no more. I know people did it. You give them the money for a pound of tea and they were promising you a pound of tea and took money everywhere and they'd rattle run off with the money. Not that we were ever shot, as I said, we always had a shop. Mm-hmm. But people were very badly situated at that time now.